First reading this evening is taken from the first epistle to the Hebrews. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets, at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory, and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks.
Christ according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please do sit down. Thank you. Let's start tonight thinking about words, shall we? Words. We use thousands of words every day. We text them, we can post them, we can delete them, we can regret saying them, of course. Some words change everything, like I love you, or I forgive you, or you've got the job. And some words don't change everything. At Christmas, we pull crackers, don't we? And we get jokes that prove that not all words are powerful. Here are a couple from last year. How do you make gold soup? You put 9 carrots in it. That was one of the better ones. What's round and bad-tempered? A vicious circle. They're terrible. And yet, we keep pulling the crackers every year, don't we? Every year. Words matter, but not all words carry weight. And tonight in our reading, John tells us about the Word. Not a slogan, not a religious catchphrase, but the eternal Son of God, Jesus Christ. He is the Word. And in tonight's reading, John doesn't give us shepherds or angels. Sorry about that. In fact, he gives us something much, much bigger. Because he says that before anything else, before history, before this year's bad news, there's been lots of it, before whatever you're carrying tonight, there was the Word. And then comes the shock. God doesn't want to stay at a distance. John writes that the Word, who was so involved in all that had been created, became flesh and made his dwelling among us. Another Bible translation says that the Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. I like that translation. God doesn't shout instructions from heaven. God doesn't send us emails telling us what to do. God doesn't wait for us to sort ourselves out or to be good. God moves in. He moves into real life, into tired lives, into complicated families, into joy and grief and the mess of life. The Word becomes flesh. Which means that God knows what it's like to be tired, what it's like to be misunderstood, to be let down, to feel pain, to feel joy and sadness. So if tonight you're worn out or feeling a bit bruised by life or quietly carrying something really quite heavy, Christmas isn't saying to you, cheer up. It's saying, God knows. God has been there and God is still here. The Word still moves into neighborhoods, into lives, and into hearts. Not by force, not by breaking down the door, but when invited. God doesn't want to be a once-a-year guest. He wants to be present in our ordinary lives, in the kitchen, driving the car, at work, maybe when we're at home alone and no one else can see. God wants to be present. And when the Word moves in, when Jesus takes his place in our lives, things begin to change. Not all at once, not magically, but things genuinely change for the better. John also calls Jesus the light, and does so for a reason. Because light lets you see where you are. Light shows you what's real, and it helps you to find the way. We can see in our world that darkness spreads so easily. You don't have to teach people to be selfish. You don't have to teach the world to be cruel. You don't have to watch much news to feel completely overwhelmed. Darkness spreads easily, but light is different. Light has to be chosen before the darkness can be dispelled. And when light is chosen, it doesn't argue with the darkness. It doesn't shout at it. It just simply shines. Light doesn't fix everything at once, but it does make life a lot easier to live. Some of you here might feel in quite a dark place at this time. Maybe through illness or through loss. Maybe you're just having a really bad year. That does happen. But we are here tonight because we all still believe that there is light worth looking for. John also tells us something honest. He says that not everybody welcomed Jesus. That's a question for us all, really. You know, it's possible to enjoy the carols and the candles and the atmosphere and still keep God at arm's length. But when the Word moves in, life doesn't stay the same anymore. The light gets closer. The truth gets warmer and a bit more challenging. And that's why we keep coming back. And so the final word tonight is this. John says that we receive from Jesus grace upon grace. Now, grace is one of those churchy words, right? It sounds lovely, but sometimes it's not so easy to understand. But put simply, grace means gift, an undeserved gift. It means being given something you haven't earned. It means being welcomed when you expected to be judged. It means being loved before you've got yourself sorted out. Grace is God saying, you matter, not because of what you've done, but because you are mine. And so when the word moves into our lives, we receive grace upon grace. We receive gift piled on top of gift. And that's what Christmas is about. It's not about rules. It's not about pressure. It's not about pretending. But God moving into the neighborhood, bringing light, bringing life, and bringing gifts that we could never earn. The world outside is still complicated. Tomorrow won't be perfect, and life won't suddenly be easy. But the word has become flesh. The light is still shining, and God is still moving in. That's not sentimental. That is our hope. Happy Christmas to you all. Amen. Shall we pray? Let's just be quiet for a moment. Lord Jesus, you are the Word who became flesh, the light who shines in our darkness. If there is room in our hearts tonight, come and move into our lives. Bring your light, bring your peace, and bring your grace upon grace. Amen. Amen.